Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode.
Where we take your questions.
Your comments.
Your feedback.
Your concerns.
Your celebrations.
Yeah. We take it all.
We take it all.
And you can send them to us via voicemail at 781-591-0390 or email to us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
We're going to kick things off with a follow-up to a listener who wrote in asking for lip stain recommendations.
Oh, yeah.
We received a lot of really helpful tips on this front.
We did.
The first was a very informative email. I will right through. So this person says, I am a self-proclaimed lip stain stick addict. I typically go for a bright pink, red, or wine color, but I have some favorite brands that I think might help this listener. I agree. I don't think you will be able to find sheer in a lip stain, but you can definitely find nude light colors. Some of my favorite stain products are Tarte, Tardiest Lip Paint, NARS Power Matte Lip Pigment, Kat Von D Everlasting Liquid Stick, Sephora brand cream or creme lip stain liquid lipstick, and they note that these brands can be drying. And then one recommendation they also have would be a balm stain. Revlon makes one I love, and Neutrogena has one, but I have yet to try it. These are shaped like a big crayon. And then the last recommendation they offer is fresh sugar lip balms. I have a couple, and they come in a variety of colors, but are relatively sheer and feel amazing on your lips. I actually have one. It's really nice.
Oh.
Yeah, the color, it's definitely balmy, like it feels somewhat moisturizing, and the color is gorgeous. It's like a berry color.
Ooh.
So those are nice.
Thank you, listener.
We had a voicemail that also kind of elaborated on this world of lip balm stains, which Great. Is new to me.
Hey, Dori and Kate. This is Anne calling from outside Philadelphia. I heard what the reader described, the woman who was interested in a lip stain, but it was also moisturizing. For me, as someone who doesn't want to have to look at the mirror when I want a little bit of color, I've been gravitating to products that are called balm stains. Wet n Wild makes a cheap one, which is kind of hard to find, but sometimes you can find it at a CVS. Or Revlon also has one that's often in Target. Again, it's called a balm stain. It's not going to last all day, but it's a little bit moisturizing and a little bit of sheer color. It's the perfect mix and not sticky at all. Also, Dori, as someone who has had two kids and spent a lot of time relaxing with a newborn in front of the TV, if you haven't watched Jane the Virgin from the CW, seriously, go back, watch it. Also, Good Wife is amazing. Totally watch that too. All right, hope all is well with you guys. Thanks so much for the podcast. It brings me a lot of joy every week to hear you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Great. I'm going to try to find that Wet n Wild one, but also that's a second vote for a Revlon.
Oh, okay.
And then other listener recommendations that I kind of compiled were Benefit Benetton, Stila Stay All Day Liquid Lipstick, and then a favorite of both of ours, Clinique Black Honey.
Oh, I love a Clinique Black Honey. I wouldn't have categorized that as a lip stain, so I'm intrigued that people are categorizing it as a lip stain.
I have black honey in like three different lip products.
Oh. I only have it in like the
classic.
The classic.
Yeah, the silver little thing. I think that is what I would recommend buying. That is my personal favorite of all the black honey offerings that I've tried at Clinique.
Okay.
And I don't know if I've tried all of them. But yeah, you're right. It doesn't stay. It's, I don't think it's a stain.
Yeah.
But it is a lovely sheer color.
It truly
is. I mean, is there anything like black honey?
No, there is
like,
not.
Like, is there a product that you've worn since like eighth grade that is still good?
No.
Like Maybelline mascara, CoverGirl mascara, and black honey.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh my gosh, what makeup did I wear in eighth grade?
Oh, this seems like a fun topic for a future episode.
Yeah.
And then like, what do we still use that we used when we were teens?
I feel like I used a lot of Wet n Wild.
Wet n Wild is pretty awesome. It's really affordable. It's cruelty-free. Yeah. Like, I'm on board. I have a great little brow pencil by Wet n Wild. Okay, Dory, moving on from lip stuff, we have an email question. Hi, Kate and Dory. I'll keep it short. What are your favorite at-home hair removal products? I'm specifically thinking about the bikini area. After having kids, I feel like my pubic hair is much thicker and darker than it used to be, or maybe I'm just getting older. I'd love any input you have. Also, I'm in Canada, so sometimes stuff on your favorite ye olde Amazon shop isn't available here. I have some good news, and I have some bad news.
Hit us with both.
Okay, so I will say a sponsor of this podcast,
yes,
Flamingo, makes waxing strips.
Yes.
That they sent to us free of charge because they were offering us to try out the product before we did a sponsorship with them. I waxed my bikini line with their waxing strips and I was pleasantly shocked. Like, not only was it really easy and got the job done, it was not that painful. So I, you know, yes, they are a sponsor of the podcast, but this is what I would recommend. And I prefer a wax to my bikini line as opposed to a shave. A shave always ends in like a painful disaster for me. I will tell you, I'm getting bikini line laser hair removal.
Yes.
This week. So
amazing.
But I am normally a bikini line waxer when I want to wear a bathing suit. So that would be my recommendation. That being said, I did reach out to our contact there and they do not yet ship to Canada. So I'm so sorry, listener. I have a recommendation that I really, really like. Unfortunately, I don't know how to get it to you.
Yeah, maybe there's a similar Canadian product.
Yeah. I don't know the, what do you, you're a laser haired person, right?
I'm a laser haired person. And then every so often I use a razor just for like touch ups.
Yeah. I do think those actual, I can't remember the name of those little razor sticks. What are those called?
A razor stick?
You know, those little things that we use on the, our eyebrows.
Oh.
Those little razor sticks.
Like a tinkle razor?
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
That's the worst name. I think that can be good for a little bikini line touch up. That's not as rough as a razor. Here's something I've also done. A regular old like hair trimmer.
Yeah.
Like what my husband uses to shave his beard. I just buzz my pubic hair with it. And that works great. So I don't know if you happen to have a spouse with one of those or if you want to invest in one. But just give it a buzz. Like you're giving somebody a buzz cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's also like the shaving is just kind of the, I think, the worst solution.
Yeah. I mean, it only works when you've had your bikini lasered because you're shaving like three hairs.
And I mean, you know, you could always not remove your bikini area hair, but I fully understand why you want to.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I do. I do it. So I'm sorry I'm not more help, but I did want to plug those
Can
waxing strips.
Can you use Nair on bikinis?
I don't think so.
Seems
I also,
like you wouldn't want that.
That was something I used to like
vaginal area.
No, when I was like 12, I used that on my legs and I just remember burning.
Yeah.
Like that might.
Yeah, it seems like a bad idea.
Did you ever have an electric razor?
No.
I had a very weird, like my first razor that my mom bought me was an electric razor for my legs. Hair removal is not, it's not always fun.
No.
But I will say, circling back to these waxing strips, it was like shockingly easy and not that bad.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, why am I paying $40 to go to the wax place when I can kind of just do this myself?
Totally.
So that was revolutionary for me, I will say. Do we have time for one more voicemail? voicemail, Dory?
I think we do.
Okay, let's play this one.
Hi, this is Alex calling from St. Louis, Missouri. And I was calling because I just listened to the episode where someone had called in to talk about their husband feeling confused about whether or not giving up a seat to a pregnant person would be, like, either good or, like, faux chivalry and thus bad. And I think that, like, my take on it, in addition to what Dory and Kate had said, is that the problem with quote-unquote chivalry and doing things out of a perceived, like, weakness or whatnot, in my opinion, as a non-binary person, is not that the problem is when, I'm fucking this up. Anyway, I think the problem comes with doing it to the point where, like, if a person does turn it down, then men typically tend to get angry about it and then take out their frustration on the woman. And that's when it becomes a problem, is when someone says, oh, well, I'm going to do this nice thing for you because you're a woman and because you're pregnant. And then you, like, refuse me. And that's the slight against me now. Somehow they've made it about them. Anyway, I think I didn't really do a great job of explaining that, but love the podcast and hope that was helpful.
I thought this was a really interesting perspective.
I did too.
Is the expectation that goes along with offering help, mm-hmm. and especially along gendered constructs and gendered lines.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. And I do think there's something to be said with just offering kindness for the sake of kindness.
Totally. With no expectations.
No expectations, and not based upon perceived gender identity or gender roles or pregnancy or whatnot, I think is very a good way of looking at things. But no expectations is key.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we do live in this, our favorite place, the patriarchy, mm-hmm. where, you know, where chivalry is, there's expected to be some sort of,
that's a really good point,
response or appreciation,
right?
Or if it's not reciprocated or, like, or appreciated, you're somehow disrespecting somebody.
Yeah.
I think that's,
and I think, you know, I think a lot of women feel forced to respond in a certain way because they feel danger.
Yeah, totally.
Because they don't know how someone's going to react if they don't seem really appreciative, even if they're not.
Yeah, which so, I think is what the caller made that point.
Yeah.
So thank you for that perspective. That was really great. We hadn't thought about that one.
All right, we're going to take a short break.
Let's do it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, so Dory.
Yes.
We have an email here.
We do.
From a listener. They're looking for a little advice. I miscarried at 10 weeks. It took about 6 months for me to get pregnant in the first place. It's been about a month and I still have not gotten my period back. My doctor recommended I wait till after my first period to try again. I have been struggling with feelings of jealousy in regard to my sister-in-law, who got pregnant on her first try and is now about 20 weeks along. It stings every time she posts daily cutesy bump pictures or posts about her pregnancy. It has gotten to the point where I had to unfollow her, which sucks because she has another child who I adore and love seeing pictures of. I am excited for the new addition to the family, and I don't want to rain on her pregnancy parade, but I felt like the multiple daily bump pics and updates were a little excessive, especially as this is not her first kid in pregnancy. And insensitive, as she is aware of everything that happened with my pregnancy. I can't help but think, if the situation was reversed, that I would limit my bump pics to once a month. Feeling angry and jealous are such ugly feelings, and I don't like feeling this way at all, but I can't seem to help it. Any advice you can offer would be appreciated.
Oh, I have been there.
Yeah.
It sucks. I am so sorry. So sorry about your miscarriage. And I'm so sorry that your sister-in-law is so oblivious.
Yeah, that's frustrating. You know, they might not realize the social media has screwed everything these days too, and that it's a platform for sharing, and it's also platforms that can make us feel really shitty.
And no one needs multiple daily bump posts.
Did they say daily bump posts?
Yes.
Oh gosh, yeah, that's a lot. Okay.
She says multiple daily bump pics.
That's a lot.
I think no matter what, that's a lot.
I mean, I'm trying to not judge how anybody handles their pregnancy, parenting, whatever. Yeah. So I'm trying to just keep my mouth shut about it. But I understand why it would be really freaking hard to look at those.
Yeah.
And
I think unfollowing her was the right choice.
Yes.
For sure.
I also think, you know, feeling angry and jealous are quote unquote ugly feelings, but they're also totally okay.
Yeah.
And a natural response, especially because, you know, you've just gone through this really, really hard thing. You're still going through it. Just because it's already happened doesn't mean you're not grieving and experiencing pain and loss. And then to have to see like this barrage of somebody else just being like, woo, pregnant again.
Yeah.
That just, it's painful.
Yeah.
And again, it might not be the intention of the, I'm assuming it's not the intention, but it doesn't matter. It still hurts you.
But I think you can let yourself be angry and jealous.
I totally agree. It is okay to feel that way.
Yeah, it's really fine. I do think like the more you try to not feel angry and jealous, the more angry and jealous you're going to feel.
Yeah,
like just repressing that stuff doesn't work ever. So allow yourself to just feel what you feel. I wouldn't bring this up with the sister-in-law.
I wouldn't, but I do think if you have a great support system in place of people who get it, I don't know if that's other friends or other peers who have been through miscarriage or loss in this way, I think you can, and it's a safe place to go talk about this.
You can vent to them.
Vent to them, even if it's one person, vent away. Because that, I think, is the most helpful thing to have when you're going through something like this.
I mean, the other thing that I remember I used to try to think about when I was dealing with IVF and like, you know, people would get pregnant really quickly and it was annoying. This didn't necessarily like, I don't know if this helped, but I tried to make it help, which is like, this is not a zero sum game. Like your sister-in-law getting pregnant doesn't mean that you can't get pregnant.
That's true.
There's not like a finite number of pregnancies that can exist.
No, it's just so hard because I imagine it feels that way.
Oh, it does. Of course it feels that way. But that was sometimes a little helpful just for me to remember that, like, this person's pregnancy does not mean that I won't get pregnant or that somehow a pregnancy has been taken away from me. So sometimes that can be, like, a little reassuring.
I mean, I've never experienced miscarriage, so I can't speak to what you're feeling. But I do know, like, anytime there's a big conversation about people's moms or like Mother's Day or like, let's share photos of our mom. Our mom's the best. Here's a tribute post. Like, she's been so helpful. And I fill with rage. Still, I still fill with anger. And that's been 12 years. I go to my motherless friends and I just stomp out my feelings.
Yeah.
And I think my feelings are valid. And I also think, you know, those people aren't intentionally trying to like poke at the place that hurts in my soul, but it still does. So I see you. I've never experienced what you've gone through, but I do know a similar feeling.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks. Anyway, we're thinking of you.
We are.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Well, Dory, we have one more voicemail.
I can't wait to hear it.
Well, it's geared toward you.
I can't wait to hear it.
I'm like legit excited to talk about this topic.
Hi, Dory and Kate. This is Kelsey calling from Kenora, Ontario, Canada. I just wanted to say I loved the last episode. It was so cute, your little Canada moments. We would love to have you up here, obviously. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I'm trying to spread the gospel of Forever 35 in our little northern community. But I wanted to call in, and this is more specifically maybe for Dory. I am getting married June 1st, and my partner is 4 years younger than me. I've never dated a young man before, and there's always stigma around older women dating younger men. I'm 30, he's 26, so it's not a huge age gap. but I was wondering if there's been any moments in your life, Dory, where you've noticed a bit of a difference dating someone younger, having a kid and stuff like that. We're getting married soon and we want to start a family, and my partner is absolutely incredible. Like, I've never noticed the age difference, but, you know, men always age, quote unquote, better than women. And anyways, I would love any feedback or any of your experience in that realm. Any of my single friends, which there aren't many to be honest, I would always recommend dating younger because my partner is the most caring and giving person that I've ever been with. But just wanted to hear back from you. Anyway, thanks. Love the pod so much. And hi from Canada. And also stop complaining about the winter down there because you don't even know. Say bye.
That is fair.
We really don't know.
No, we don't.
We don't know. And we see that.
We do. Well, first of all, congratulations.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Yeah, I mean, I'm 6 years older than Matt. It has not been an issue. And I've never felt a stigma about it. Like, whenever people find out that I'm 6 years older than Matt, it's more of like a, that's awesome kind of reaction. Maybe that's just like where we are in the world, but yeah, I've never felt weird about it. Matt is also like an old soul. Like, he likes to say that he was born 40, and a lot of his like pop culture references are like older than mine. Like,
he loves Cheers.
He has like an encyclopedic knowledge of not just 80s TV, but also like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Okay.
He's like an old man. So like in that regard, there will be the occasional thing like Pete and Pete.
Oh God.
That he watched like contemporaneously
what
with his peers.
Old Pete and Pete.
Thank you. That I had outgrown by the time it aired. The only thing and that has come up, and this was interesting, and I wasn't expecting it, partly because he is an old soul and he's like pretty mature and has a very like he takes his responsibilities very seriously. But when, like, now that we're having a kid, he has said a few times, well, you got to have your whole 30s without a kid. And, you know, you got to pursue your career. You got to travel. You got to, you know, do all these things. And I'm not going to have I'm not going to have that. I was like, that's true. Like, that's the trade-off you made when you married someone 6 years older. yeah. So that's kind of been the only thing that's really come up in that regard. So that might just be something to be aware of. Or it might not be an issue at all.
Yeah.
It's not like so much of an issue that he's like resentful.
No, but it's something he feels.
But it's something he feels, and we've talked about it. And I think also because I was 6 years older and because we got married when I was 38, it was like, okay, we need to start trying for a kid right away. Like, we didn't have the option of enjoying just being married for a few years before we like decided to have a kid. Whereas, you know, you're only 30. So I don't think that will be the same situation for you. It might be, but I don't think it will be. But yeah, it's great. I think dating younger men is great.
I think whoever you find love with, if it works, it works.
Yeah.
And in terms of men aging better than women,
I disagree.
Huh? Yeah, I disagree too. We're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I meant the collective we, not just
you
Dory
and
I.
You are doing great.
I wouldn't even let that play into your thinking.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah. And there are lots of couples with big age differences that are like, you know, Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor. Very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they've got like a 20 or 30 year age difference.
Yeah.
So I'm into it. Congratulations on finding your person.
Yeah, I'm now trying to think of other relationships where the woman is like a lot older.
Sam Taylor Johnson and Aaron Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson.
Kate Beck, that's a legit one.
I mean.
Yeah, for yeah. real. I'll think of more.
Okay.
I'll put together a listicle.
I can't wait.
All right. On that note.
On that note.
Farewell for now.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.